time. This is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you very much. In this case, I just would like to reconfirm the year that you were born.
68.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, sorry?
Islander.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Sorry?
Technical.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
0.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first person, it is J.D. Benz. Sorry?
You said 5 is what now?
5 is neutral. 10 is neutral. Very warm and favorable. Sorry?
5.
5, okay. The next one is that Democratic Party. How would you rate them from 0 to 10?
0.
And the Republican Party?
0. They're both from this country.
Okay.
They both fail this country miserably. And they're the same. They're one of the same.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know much about him.
Sorry?
I don't know much about Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
That's independent, correct?
Yes.
I don't know much about him. I mean, little or no information, so I don't know much about him.
Okay. All right. What about Senator Raphael Warnock?
They all fail this country. I don't have no faith or believe in anything that they say.
Sir, if you need to rate the... Sorry?
Nothing they do is for the benefit of people or the constituency that they serve. I don't see where they being in office have caused or made an impact on Georgian or the American people in any way.
Oh.
So there's 0 for me.
Okay. The next name is Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
And Kamala Harris.
0.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican
Neither
Donald
party.
Trump?
Neither party.
Sorry, for whom?
Neither. I wouldn't vote for any of them because they are the same.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah. Sorry, we haven't finished. There are a couple of questions I have.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Okay. All right. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, Biden in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and Biden in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
My personal decision, affect my day-to-day life.
Okay, so will be a statement B. So with statement B, you feel somewhat that you feel more related, somewhat more or much more?
More related.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The last one.
Okay. Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following items? The first one is the future of the planet. How do you feel, negative or positive?
I feel positive about the planet. Also a little bit negative, both, because I know it's an ARB answer. But it's, if we change from the things that we're doing, then it's going to be a positive. If we continue, it's going to be a negative. So it's not really an A or B answer, in my opinion.
Yes. Positive. Okay. Thank you. The future of the country, negative or positive?
We are going in the wrong direction, so it's a negative.
This is just one question. We will continue. There are more questions, non-related to these.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how do you feel with the future of the country? Negative or positive?
Positive, because I believe in the American people, not the American government. So, if we put ourselves together, yeah, it's a positive.
Okay, thank you very much. And the last one. For this question, is your own future, how do you feel, negative or positive?
I'm always going to be positive. It's mine. It's whatever I put in, I get out.
Thank you. Next question. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
I think it's going to be harder for Americans to vote in future election. I think it's going to be harder for a lot more people to vote. Not this one, because, I mean, changes coming, but a lot of the changes that are coming is not here yet. So, not at the moment.
Okay, but for this one, the one that we have this year, the options that we have, it is much easier, somewhat easier, about the same, somewhat harder. Sorry?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I will read the options. I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rich. My vote won't matter. It is too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I do not have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Other.
How much longer? Because I'm at work. How much longer is it going to be?
A couple of minutes.
Like how many minutes? Because I have customers in front of me. So I have to go.
Well, if you like, I can call you back whenever you have more.
You can call back in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes is fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. You. Bye.